Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and warm morning across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying sunny skies. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports Hezbollah's rocket fire violates a ceasefire. This comes after an attack on troops in southern Lebanon, according to JNS earlier today. Also, Iran will not commit to a longer ceasefire. U.S. assessments indicate Khamenei as the key obstacle, reports Ynet from earlier today. Overnight, Trump claimed Iran's economic struggles are growing, with unpaid security forces and financial losses in Hormuz. Also this hour, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire is extended, pending a new Iranian proposal. However, the blockade remains, says I-24 News in the past hour. Separately, a Lebanese newspaper editor criticizes Hezbollah and Iran. He questions their narrative of victory and highlights tensions with the U.S. in the Gulf, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, Trump extends the ceasefire with Iran, despite Iran's reluctance to negotiate further, according to JTA's reporting from earlier today. This decision contradicts his earlier statements, bringing more uncertainty for Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Neuer, a human rights advocate, posted just minutes ago about a report on democracies allegedly rewarding the Iranian regime, sparking outrage in global parliaments. A post from Gaza Wood shows a Gazan child smiling inside an ambulance, only to change demeanor when noticing a camera. Austin613, an intelligence analyst, shared that Egypt's offer to host Israel-Lebanon talks in Sharm el-Sheikh lacks clear U.S. approval. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun prefers Washington for the meetings. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's response to Hezbollah's actions. JNS reports the military struck a launcher in southern Lebanon following the attack. This escalation raises concerns over the stability of the ceasefire, affecting local communities and regional security. Turning to Iran's stance on the ceasefire, Ynet explains that Supreme Leader Khamenei remains a significant barrier to extending it. This resistance complicates diplomatic efforts and could impact international relations, especially for Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire remains in place until Iran submits a proposal. I-24 News indicates the blockade continues, adding pressure on Iran. This situation maintains a tense status quo in the region, affecting trade and security. In Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details how a newspaper editor criticizes Hezbollah's claims of victory. The commentary highlights regional instability and the challenges of U.S. engagement in the Gulf. This criticism may influence public opinion and diplomatic ties. Finally, the prolonged ceasefire extension, announced by Trump, noted by JTA, contrasts with his earlier rhetoric. This inconsistency might lead to diplomatic tension and strategic recalibrations for Israel. On the economic front, first, CyberArk founder Udi Mokadi shares insights on growth and resilience in high tech. CTech reports his belief in independence and innovation as drivers for the future of Israeli technology. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the impact of a strong shekel on tech hiring. With the shekel strengthening, Israeli firms face higher costs and consider relocating R&D to Eastern Europe and India. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the dollar's decline below 3 shekels for the first time in 30 years. Industrial leaders warn of potential job losses due to this currency shift. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.